יום מעשרת ימי תשובה, every day of the עשרת ימי תשובה. אנחנו קוראים את המזמור, שיר המעלות, ממעמקים קראתיך השם. A song of ascent, from the depth I call out to השם. ריבונו של עולם, master of the world, אני קורא לך מעומק הכי עמוק שבתוכי. I called you from the deepest depth within me. חברים, holy friends, holy brothers, תאמצו לכם את המנהג, בכל מנהג ובכל זמן, ובמיוחד בעשרת ימי תשובה, לומר את הפרק הזה, ממעמקים קראתיך השם. Take this מנהג, ממש, wherever you are, to call out from the depth to השם. לקרוא לקדוש ברוך הוא מעומק הלב, to call out to השם from the depth of our hearts. לפעמים מעומק הייאוש, sometimes from the depth of despair. מעומק חוסר האונים, from the depth of lack of any hope. ולפעמים מעומק אהבה, and sometimes from the depth of love, or מעומק התקווה, or from the depth of hope. You know, Shlomo says that all of the songs that came down to him, always from the place of the depth. He says usually it was from the depth of despair, but sometimes it was from the depth of joy. Sometimes it was at a wedding, a song in Mamish come down, and often it was during his darker...
It's always the deepest.
Always the deepest. It would never just come... And I've only written like two or three songs in my life, but they always came from the depth. Usually, I think often depth of sadness. I haven't yet had a depth of happiness song, but you know, it's not true. It's not true. On Sukkot, like jamming, songs have come down. I take that back. I just don't remember. I haven't recorded, like remembered those. But songs come down from depth.
You know what Shlomo used to say about Shabbos, right? He was always making up tunes on Shabbos, but he never got to write them down.
Mm.
One day he had a guy who had like a photographic memory for music.
Oh, yeah?
Came to him on the Sunday being like, here's the tune that you made. I wrote down all the notes for you, and Shlomo was so happy.
Wow.
He was just like, wow, it's the first time I've ever had a Shabbos song.
Amazing. Also in the Tiva Shalom, they say it was his tish that he gave over. And someone had an amazing memory, and right after Shabbos, he would like write it down word for word. So whatever we're doing, it should be from the depth. These days, it's so from the depth. Ba'otam asara yamim yuchadim, and during these 10 special days, ani mistakel ha'olam einayim acharot, I look at the world with different eyes. Amukot yoter, deeper eyes. V'ani be'mez menaseh l'shanot et chayim shalein, I really want to change my life. Lotzi et ha'omek achi omek shebatochi, and get the depth of the depth out of me. Chavirim yikarim, my precious friends. Halavai shiyulu al feshaot, if only we had thousands of hours. Today let's appear lechem et kol ma she'omrim lan rabbeinu k'doshim al aseres yimei tshuva. To tell you all our holy rabbis tell us about aseres yimei tshuva and how special these days are where Hashem's presence is mamish revealed right in front of us. But he's going to leave us with one last thought. Atam yodim chavarim, tshuva zeh lashuv lemakom shelcha. Tshuva is to go back to your place. Tshuva zeh lachzor habayta, to go home. Lachen zeh kol kach chashuv. Ech mekablim yudi shechazer leyadut shelo. So the question is, how do we accept the yid that's come back to his roots? Nu leshol etchem. Ech ani yodea im agati labayit sheli or labayit shel adam acher. How do I know the difference if I get to my house versus going to somebody else's house? Teru lachem sheni mofia meuchar balayla shikur meluchlach vedofek badelet. Imagine I come back home and I'm drunk and dirty, and I knock on the door. של החבר הכי טוב שלי, my best friend. כמובן שהוא פותח ונותן לי להיכנס. Of course he's going to let me come in.
That's true.
אבל סביר להניח שגם יאמר לי משהו כמו, it's likely he's going to tell me something like, hey אחי, מה קרה לך? למה אתה מופיע בשעה כזאת? What's wrong with you, man? Coming at this time. Why do you look so dirty?
Go straight to the bathroom, buddy. Don't come out.
Watch this. Take
Don't
a shower.
Don't come out.
Tov, davar rishon ta'aseh li tova. Lech titkaleach. Go take a shower. Aval kashni magi al habayit sheli. When I go to my house, ma'amrim li bnei beiti. You know, what do my people, my family say? Ah, kama tov shegata. Ta'agnu alecha. We missed you, man. We were so worried about you. You're so good. And you came home. That's all they care about, that you finally came home. But bayit sheli mechakim li kol hazman. In my house, they're always waiting for me. Atam yodim rabotai, you know my brothers. Harbe anashim osim tshuva. Aval lo notnim lehem et hargasha shehem chozrim habayta. A lot of people do tshuva, but you don't give them the feeling that they're home. Mam shemin, this is exactly, we read this story yesterday in Holy Brother.
When the special guy.
Two yidin. two Yidden walked into Rav Shlomo in his house in New York, they decided they wanted to get married, this woman and man who had been together. And Rav Shlomo right away made them feel like family, like home. Right away he made them a wedding. He didn't think for a second. They knocked on their door, they're home. And Mamash came home. And also that was what we read about that woman. Both of our stories about that woman who had been 50 years, had been, since she was 3 years old, she was disconnected to Yiddishkeit. And she was screaming, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, because those were the only words she knew. And Rav Shlomo Mamash made her feel at home and made her feel like, wow, like this is her home. So that was, Shlomo's not talking the talk, he walked the walk. And he always says that Yom Kippur, we think we're the main event, but really all those Yidden who only daven once a year on Yom Kippur, they're the main event because they're returning home. Because it's like the child that's been away all year. And finally they come home, their parents are so excited to see them. So, sometimes people come home, they come back to the kotel, and maybe they're not dressed properly, and maybe they're wearing the wrong things, and people make them feel stupid. They say, ah, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Where's your respect? Blah, blah, blah. Lo kach mekablim adam shechazar baita. That's not the way to accept a person that gets home. Adam shabar lebeito afilu mukhar balayla luchlach l'shikor minla oi kama ite chaser lanu anachnu kol kach tmechim shechazarta. Even if he's mamish dirty and drunk, we take him in with a big hug and we make him feel comfortable. And maybe what we're truthfully talking about is ourselves too. That maybe we have a part of ourselves that hasn't been the best common that really we could be. And we've been a little bit drunk with our sins. And maybe during these days we have to accept that part of ourselves with love and say, you know what, it doesn't matter what you did in the past. Now we're starting again. It's Sarah Samei Tshuva. And just give him a big hug and say, let's start again. Hashem should bless us.
Thank you so much for